The corruption trial of former President Jacob Zuma was yet again postponed in the Pietermaritzburg High Court on Tuesday. The trial's resumption is pending SCA Judge President Mandisa Maya's decision on Zuma's reconsideration application to appeal against the High Court's dismissal of his special plea to have State Prosecutor Advocate Billy Downer removed from the trial. Here is the order given by Judge Piet Quinn on the proposed holding dates going forward.
Yes, I grant the following order then in this matter. Paragraph 1. The trial is adjourned to the 1st of August 2022 at 10 o'clock as a holding date, pending the decision of the President of the Supreme Court of Appeal in respect of Mr. Zuma's application in terms of the proviso to Section 17(2)(f) of the Superior Courts Act 10 of 2013, and if unsuccessful, Mr. Zuma launching an application, if so advised, for leave to appeal to the Constitutional Court. 2, the adjournment is granted on the basis that if the application, in terms of Section 17(2)(f) of the Superior Courts Act, has been determined by the 1st of August 2022, and no application for leave to appeal to the Constitutional Court has been launched, the trial shall resume at 10 o'clock on 15 August 2022 and shall thereafter continue until 16 September 2022 and again from 7 November 2022 to 2 December 2022. 3. If the trial is not ready to proceed by the holding date of 1 August 2022, then a further holding date and date for the continuation of the trial shall be determined. 4. On the basis that the accused undertake to appear on the 15th of August 2022, if the trial is to resume on that date, Mr. Zuma and the representative of Thales are excused from attendance on the 1st of August 2022. 5. The counsel of the parties who will be representing the accused at the trial are requested by 8 June 2022 to provide a list of the dates of prior judicial commitments when they will not be available for the continuation of the trial during the second term of this court for 2023.
Speaking to the media after the brief proceedings, the Jacob Zuma Foundation's Mzwanele Manyi said the trial commencing on the holding date of August 1st was based on a negative assumption.
With everything going according to all the negative assumptions, August is the date. So we hope then that the negative assumptions play in one way or the other, and then we know where we are. Right now, it's really too many ifs here, because what happens, for instance, if the Supreme Court of Appeal does the right thing, and the right thing would be to rule in our favor, then what happens, and all of that. So I think it is very important for South Africa to always err on the side of caution, and the side of caution is not the one that just assumes that we lose. Part of the assumption must be what happens if we win.
Manyi Audio, gathered from ENCA. For Times Live in the News, I am Demi Buzo.